Next month, New Jersey voters will decide who fills every one of the state legislature's 120 seats. And thanks to redistricting, about 30% will find out they're now in a different legislative district. WNYC's Bob Henley has this report on the 27th district in Morris and Essex counties, where a former Democratic governor finds himself knocking on doors and talking to a lot more Republicans.
Madison's a commercial hub in southeastern Morris County, a longtime Republican bastion. A rainy morning does not keep the crowds away from getting their free flu shots at the Madison Senior Citizen Center. Here, everyone knows there's an election next month. Retiree Anthony Donato says his vote is going to go to the state Senate candidate he thinks will be most effective in putting the brakes on property taxes.
I'm an asthmatic, so last year I had to put central air just upstairs. So because I did that, they hit me with an extra $600. So when you're on a fixed income, where do they think you're going to get the money from?
State legislators in New Jersey have been promising to fix property taxes for decades. And as voters size up this year's candidates, it remains a top concern in voters' minds. Here in Madison, voters will choose between Dick Cody, a Democratic household name, and Bill Ames, a Tea Party insurgent. Cody's performance as acting governor, steadying the state after the implosion of Governor Jim McGreevy, has won him the vote of Lou Garbaro, a retired businessman.
I personally like Cody as the governor, the acting governor, and I'll vote for him.
Ames' Tea Party affiliation made Garbaro's choice easier.
It's called the good old days, you know, and less government and less regulation, the usual buzzwords. It's just not realistic.
For others coming out of the flu shot clinic, Ames' call for less government and lower taxes has them wanting to know more about the newcomer.
Well, I'm a Republican, Tea Party advocate, so I'll probably vote the ticket.
Even in a Republican town, Cody has the advantage of name recognition. As for his opponent, people are not sure how to pronounce his name.
I don't know Ames. Is that his name? How do they say
that?
Yeah,
Ames.
Ames.
Dick Cody knows this election is not going to be like his last race when he beat the Republican challenger by almost 4-1.
The dynamics of my new district is the power bosses within the Democratic Party, who I do not answer to, who I do not cater to, nor will I ever, have put me in this district.
For the 64-year-old Cody, this is the first time he's facing voters since his Democratic Senate colleagues dumped him as Senate president in favor of Stephen Sweeney, a South Jersey state senator.
Bring it on, as far as I'm concerned. I'm running, and I'm running hard, and I'm going to get reelected.
Cody is actively courting Republicans, he says, because the huge infusion of new Democrats who registered to vote in 2008 in the Clinton-Obama primary can't be counted on to turn out.
Only 1,000 out of those 10,000 have ever voted again, whether that was a school board election, a town race, or a state race. And in the year 2009, Governor Christie won this district by 2 percentage points.
Cody has either called or knocked on the doors of 6,000 households, with some focus on Madison, where his cousin Ray Cody is a borough administrator. Cody says the stalled economy is a major concern. Foreclosure, underwater mortgages, and long-term unemployment are all taking a serious toll.
Since June of 2010, New Jersey's had the largest increase in the number of people who will become eligible for food stamps. Now, you would think maybe it's Mississippi, maybe it's Alabama, but it was New Jersey.
Cody says the state's stubborn unemployment rate was one reason why he supports giving a private developer state support to finish the stalled Xanadu project in the Meadowlands. He says it should never have been built, but
now that we have it up there, what do we do with it? Okay, so let's give it a jump start. That puts people back to work to get it ready. And when it does open, there are jobs.
We'll go out and talk with a restaurateur or the guy.
Over in his Madison headquarters, Bill Ames disagrees. He opposes a deal to use tax revenue to help finance Mall of America's plan to redevelop Xanadu. He says it's a blatant example of Trenton overstepping its boundaries.
When government says we'll cover your project or we'll make sure you'll be safe, they're putting the money of others at risk for a project that someone else is undertaking. I don't think that's smart.
With the exception of 3 years as a public school teacher, Ames has spent his career working in economic development. He's held leadership posts with the Chamber of Commerce in Atlantic City and Newark. When he's out campaigning, Ames hears the same complaints from voters as Cody does. but his prescription could not be more different.
If you go out and talk with the businesses here in Madison where we're talking, they can't sometimes afford to pay their rent the next month. Over in West Orange, I was talking a couple weeks ago with a business owner that's sleeping on the floor of his delicatessen because he can no longer afford employees. But if he's not there for customers, he loses the entire business.
A strict constitutionalist, Ames says government at all levels has to stop borrowing and reduce its footprint so that the private sector can once again generate profits and jobs. He says New Jersey taxes continue to drive businesses away.
We are number 50 out of 50 in business tax climate. That's the bottom of the ranking. We're number one in property tax per person, you know, in the nation. That's the wrong end of the spectrum there. And when you look at the Monmouth University poll of 2 weeks ago, 80% of the people want to leave. That kind of is screaming that what we have in place is not working well.
For his first attempt at electoral politics, Ames is using his retirement savings to bankroll his campaign.
Because I'll tell you frankly, I wasn't sure it was going to be worth anything in a few years the way things are going, so I might as well invest it in something that I can control.
Both Ames and Cody know it's going to come down to getting voters to care enough to turn out, and that's going to be hard with no high-profile race on the ballot. Political analysts predict only 30% of New Jersey voters will go to the polls, which means 70% of voters are expected to let someone else pick their next state senator or assembly member. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.